A final chapter now to a story we brought you a little over a year ago about a favorite independent video store in Missoula, Montana. Back then, Crystal Video was about to close when a local business owner came up with a loan to keep it open. Seemed like a happy ending. Well, sad to say, the bailout had some hiccups. The store was not able to overcome its financial woes. And this weekend, after more than 23 years in business, Crystal Video began liquidating its collection, some 12,000 films. Jace Loxo was a longtime owner of Crystal Video, and now he's overseeing the liquidation there in Missoula. He joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Jace, your connection with the store goes back to the late 1980s. This has got to be a really painful thing for you to see this finally going away.
Well, it is. It is. And I think it's actually more painful for a lot of the customers who've come in because they're going to miss it probably more than I will. Running a business is not an easy thing to do in a small town, especially a video business where you've got Blockbuster and Hollywood Video going out of business. In fact, Hollywood just finished liquidating their stock about 2 weeks ago in the local store here in Missoula.
So with people getting movies through Netflix or online, just not much room for a video store at all.
Not much. I mean, it is Netflix. It's Redbox. It's online. It's cable streaming videos, all of those kinds of things. And there's so much else out there that's available that's competing for the video rental dollar.
Well, Jace, talk a bit about what made Crystal Video special, what the movies are that are now for sale and who's coming in to get them.
Crystal Video is an offshoot of Crystal Theater, and Crystal Theater was the art house movie theater in Missoula. And by art house, I mean it showed all of the films that the big chains wouldn't show, the foreign films, the independents, the documentaries, those kinds of things. And there was a very loyal audience for that. When I purchased the theater, the former owner had started to collect videos and of the art house variety. And so it grew from that. And my philosophy was that you could take a customer coming into the theater to another country, to another culture, to another time. And I wanted that to continue through the video rental. So we specialized in foreign films and independents and documentaries and all of the things that are hard to find through Netflix or, you know, Redbox.
When you started liquidating this weekend, Jace, what seems to be selling? What are people coming in to take home with them?
Well, I thought they were all going to come in and get DVDs because VHS tapes are sort of a dinosaur. And I was surprised that the number of VHS tapes that went out.
Really?
People were walking out with boxes of VHS. I mean, big boxes, you know, buying this stuff. And we sold probably almost 3,000 titles. The Missoula Public Library and the Mansfield Library here at the University of Montana came in on Thursday with their lists of things, and they walked out with almost 400 DVD titles for their collections. And I'm really glad that that happened because that means that a lot of the hard-to-find things are still available for the public to come in and be able to take out and watch.
Is there anything in the store, Jace, that you've set aside for yourself that you just couldn't bear to see leave?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Wings of Desire, Wim Wenders, a German film. My Life as a Dog, that Swedish wonderful film about a boy coming of age. Eraserhead, lots of things that are sort of rare and, gosh, we'd like to have them in our home collection. Did I just say gosh? I did. but, yeah, we set aside a number of different things.
Well, Jace Loxo, thanks for talking to us about it. And the sale continues this coming weekend, right?
It continues this coming weekend, and it probably will continue Memorial Day weekend as well, as we've got still a lot of titles to get rid of.
Okay. Jace Loxo, owner of the indie video store Crystal Video in Missoula, Montana.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.